Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Tonight, we thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in. This is the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries, and tonight is Comedic Jewish International Hallelujah Fellowship Night. Amen. And we thank God for them being on the line tonight. Amen. Which means Apostle Elden A. Curry will be coming forth later on in our broadcast, delivering that dynamic word from the Lord. Glory to God. We thank God for each and every last one of you on tonight. Hallelujah. How many of you know that he knows your name? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. You should take joy in the fact tonight that he knows your name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for each and every last one of you on tonight. Before we go any further, let's go, hallelujah, to the throne of grace. Hallelujah, with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you on tonight. We want to thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together in your name. Lord, we want to thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for your Holy Spirit on tonight. Hallelujah, the lead that you sent to lead and guide us, to mold and shape us, Lord, in our everyday lives. We just want to thank you, hallelujah, for your son Jesus who died on the cross, hallelujah, so that we may live. We want to thank you on tonight, hallelujah, for you giving us the opportunity to repent, the opportunity, hallelujah, to get it right. We want to thank you, Lord, tonight for one more day. Hallelujah, we want to praise you. We want to magnify you. Lord, we want to love on you tonight. You're truly worthy to be praised. You're truly worthy to be magnified, and you are worthy to be lifted up. There is none like you, and there never will be, Lord. And we want to bind, rebuke, and cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving what you have for us on tonight. And, Lord, we want to let you know again how much we love you, how much we appreciate you, how much we adore you on tonight. We lift you up high and holy. We magnify your name because you're worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Glory to God. On tonight, we give God the glory. Hallelujah. We give him the honor and we give him the praise. Hallelujah. He's truly worthy to be praised on tonight. He's truly worthy to be lifted up. He's truly worthy. Hallelujah. When you look back over your life, all you can think about is he didn't have to do it. Hallelujah. But he did. Praise God. So you can look at the downfalls, but if you don't see how he brought you out of the downfall, glory to God, hallelujah. And most of the time, the downfall is something we brought on ourselves. We made choices and decisions. Glory to God, hallelujah, but he brought us out of it. And we can glorify the Lord on tonight, hallelujah, that he'll bring us out of a situation. He'll bring us out of the thing, amen, that's got us captive. He'll get us out of that pit that we keep digging. He will get us out of it. Glory to God, hallelujah, on tonight. Amen. Once again, we thank God for each and every one of you. This is Comedic Jewish Fellowship Night. Hallelujah. And the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. We'll be coming forth with Apostle Elden Curry and bringing forth a dynamic word from the Lord. Hallelujah. Momentarily in our broadcast. Amen. Right now, amen, we're going to go to our opening scripture. Our opening scripture tonight is coming from Mark chapter 11. Praise God. Mark chapter 11, beginning at verse number 22, hallelujah, through 26. Glory to God. Verse number 22 through 26. Glory to God. And it reads, "And Jesus answering said unto them, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye have received them, and ye shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive, For if ye have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his word on tonight. Tonight I want you to look at verses 25 and 26. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because the preceding scriptures tell us, amen, how to receive from God. And if you've been in tune with the broadcast in the past, you know we've gone over how to receive, hallelujah, from God in the past, but how to use the principles of God, hallelujah, which God has given us to receive what we want from God. We got to ask, we got to believe, and we got to receive it, and then we got to watch it show up. I'm not going to go into detail with it, hallelujah, but God, that wasn't the whole thing Jesus said that night. Hallelujah. After he gave us that information, he said in verse 25, and when you stand and forgive, while you're standing there working the principles, hallelujah, while you're standing there learning how to receive, while you're standing there learning how to make stuff manifest, hallelujah, amen, he said, don't forget to forgive, though. Now, look, he didn't say ask for forgiveness. Glory to God. He said, while you work in these principles, there's another principle I want you to work. Hallelujah. You need to forgive those who have sinned against you. Praise God. For you need to forgive people, amen, that have messed you over, people that have stabbed you in the back, people that have broken your heart, people, amen, that have betrayed you, people who have turned their back on you. Praise God. People who that wasn't there for you when you were there for them. The Bible says, Jesus is saying, when you stand it, amen, when you work in these principles of God, amen, and you using it to receive, also, amen, in order to receive forgiveness, you got to give forgiveness. Glory to God. He say, amen, praise God, hallelujah, if you have aught against any. He didn't say amen. He wasn't specific about what you had aught with, what problem you had with somebody that they did to you. They could have cussed you out. They could have stole your man. They could have slept with your woman. Praise God. Hallelujah. They could have slapped you in the face. Amen. They could have did this to you 20 years ago. Praise God. They could have done something to you as a child. Praise God. They could have done something to you last week. He didn't say who, and he didn't say what. Because we like to categorize forgiveness. Hallelujah. Can I get into it real quick? We like to categorize forgiveness. I forgive to a certain level. Hallelujah. But there are some things that are unforgivable. Amen. But you will forgive somebody. Amen. That you love. Praise God. People, couples been together too long. Hallelujah. You done forgave somebody in that relationship for something you wouldn't forgive an outsider for. But God say that same kind of forgiveness, that same energy, amen, that you got with your wife and husband when they do something and you look over it, amen, or you might complain about it, but you don't cut them out. But every time somebody on the outside you don't know do the same thing, you cut them out. Well, I ain't got to live with them. Glory to God, exactly. So why does that hurt you so much that you got to cut them off and you see this other person every day? Because you love this other person, but you don't care about this one. But God say, if you have aught against any, okay, well, I've been forgiving my husband. I've been forgiving my wife, my children, my friends. Well, what about your enemies? What about the people you pass on the street that you cuss out and people cuss you out and you get mad at them and now you got something against them and you don't even know these people? Glory to God. He said, if you have aught against any, if you got a problem with anybody, you need to forgive them. I know what they did to you as a child that don't nobody else know about, the Lord say. Hallelujah. But God say you got to forgive them because your forgiveness is conditional. Hallelujah. What's the condition? Amen. Verse 26. But if ye do not forgive, hallelujah, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. You got to forgive to be forgiven. Praise God. Hallelujah. How is it you want to be forgiven for the things you did? Praise God, but you don't want to forgive others for the things they've done to you. Praise God. Do you not realize every time you trespass the word of God, you are sinning against God? You're doing it to God. So, like, whatever they did to you, the way you felt when they did it to you, that's the way you're making God feel when you do it to him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So he's saying, amen, you want me to forgive you for every time you messed up, every time you trespassed against me. Hallelujah. Because when you cheated on your spouse, you were cheating against me. When you lied to your friends, you was lying to me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. When you was doing all these other things, stealing from people, you was stealing from me. You was doing it to me, and I forgave you. Hallelujah. But so I need you to forgive those who have done it to you. Hallelujah, amen. Then everybody will be forgiven. But if you don't forgive, I won't forgive you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So as we move forward, praise God, while we asking God for the stuff, while we asking God for the things, while we asking God for the house, the money, the clothes, the cars, the material things, while we asking God for all this other stuff, let's not forget to forgive. Because more important than the things, more important than your bank account, more important, amen, than the clothes on your back or the shoes on your feet or the house you live in, more important than all that is your salvation. Glory to God, hallelujah, to be forgiven for your sins and your trespasses. Hallelujah, to be able to lean on the blood of the Lamb. That's more important than the cars and the clothes and the jewelry. Hallelujah, praise God. The Bible says all this stuff will pass away, but the word of God will stand forever. Hallelujah, this is the most important thing. Hallelujah, you know how they say the best for last? Did he save the best for last? Hallelujah, in this passage. Glory to God, hallelujah. If you don't forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you. Glory to God. So as we move forward, let's forgive tonight. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. It may take a minute for this to seep in, hallelujah. So I invite you to go back and read it for yourself. Glory to God, hallelujah. That tonight's opening scripture was Mark, hallelujah, chapter 11, verses 22 through 26, and we focused on 25 and 26. Go back, read it for yourself. Study to show thyself approved unto the Lord. A workman need not be ashamed, rightfully dividing the word of truth. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we also invite you to go back and read it because the Bible says, amen, if you meditate on the word day and night, hallelujah, amen, that anything you put your hand to will prosper. Amen. Once you get these principles of God in your system repetitiously in your core, hallelujah, amen, you will begin to work these principles, amen, and God, amen, will show up, and he will show out. Glory to God on tonight. We thank God for each and every one of you who have called in, everybody who has tuned in on tonight. It is Comedic Jewish Fellowship Night. Glory to God. And Comedic Jewish International Worldwide on the line. Glory to God. I know some of you out there watching may be trying to watch the game and watch this too. Mute the game. Praise God. Hallelujah. Listen to the word of God on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. As he gets ready, as the man of God gets ready to come forth with the word of God. I am talking about none other than the pastor, the leader of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, which is based out of the West Coast, Los Angeles, California, is in the building on tonight. Glory to God. I am talking about none other than our very own, my brother in Christ, glory to God, the holy apostle himself, Apostle Eldon A. Curry. Apostle Curry, it is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you as he always does on tonight. Glory to God.
Amen. Come on and put those hands together and give God praise. Amen. Wherever you are right now, come on and bless the Lord. Amen. Come on and give Daddy the highest praise. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. Thank him if he's been good to you. Amen. Thank him if he's kept you all day long. Amen. Thank him if he's your company keeper. Thank him if he's your friend when you're friendly. Say, hey, Shatarabosha. Thank him. Amen. For his goodness and his mercy. Thank him. Because there's nobody like him. Thank him. Hallelujah. That he is your everything. Come on and praise him on tonight. Hallelujah. If you feel that way about him, come on and give him praise. Come on and give him glory. Come on, somebody take about 5 seconds and just bless his name right now. Come on, take 5 seconds and just give God the glory right now. Hallelujah. Forget about everything. Forget about everybody. For just 5 seconds. Come on and bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. He is worthy, hallelujah, of our praise. Come on. He is worthy. See, everything is not worthy of our praise. Come on here, somebody. Everything is not worthy of the glory, but God alone is worthy, hallelujah, of all the glory. Oh, the praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Somebody got a testimony tonight. If it had not been for the Lord, hallelujah.
Amen.
On my side, hallelujah. Where would I be, hallelujah? Where would I be, Lord, if you wasn't on my side, hallelujah? People was praying that I wouldn't make it. Amen. People was praying that you'd kill me. People was praying that you would turn on me. But in all of what they prayed, you still love me. In spite of all of what they wanted you to do, glory to God, you showed me kindness, hallelujah. And your gentleness, Lord God, has made me great. Somebody give him the glory, hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. We bless the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor. Amen. If it had not been for him, glory to God, I wouldn't be here. Tell him tonight, say, neighbor. Amen. My testimony is that if God hadn't have been on my side, glory to God, I wouldn't have had a side to be on, glory to God. But he, I wish somebody testify on tonight. He is the reason. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Everybody trying to find out the reason for the season, but the reason for the season is him. Come on here, somebody. He's the reason that I got a smile on my face that I can't explain. He's the reason, amen, that my bank account is the way it is. He's the reason why I can keep on keeping on in spite of folks trying to stop my progress. Or I wish somebody would get happy in the Lord right now and just give him the praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. We thank him on tonight. Amen.
Yes.
We give him glory on tonight because he is worthy to be praised. Amen. Amen. I give honor to God on tonight. Amen. Who is my life. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He is. Hallelujah. The Bible says in him we live and move and have our being. Glory to God. I thank God that he is all of that, amen, for me, amen. And I give him the praise for allowing me to represent him. Hallelujah, glory to God. I thank him so much, glory to God. I work so hard because I don't want him to never find me. Come on. Hey, Sabanda, the most testify on tonight, son. I work so hard because I don't want him to never fire me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah, because I'm happy with my job. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Hey, when you're happy with your job, then you act like you're happy. Glory to God. And you do things that let the boss know that you are happy with the position that he has put you in. Come on here, somebody. So I thank God on tonight. Amen. I give honor, amen, to my wife on tonight, my queen. Amen. My good thing. Hallelujah. I honor her on tonight. Amen. And I thank God for her. Amen. I thank God for our beautiful kids. And amen. I thank God tonight. Amen. Because he is awesome. Amen. I thank God tonight for my dear, dear brother. Amen. Elder Andre Prevost. Amen. The Prince.
My brother,
of preacher's house. Amen. To his wife and queen, to his will. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. For the fellowship on tonight, those who may be listening. Amen. I give them a shout out to as well. Amen. I love my fellowship. Amen. And to God be all the glory. Amen. Tonight, we're going to go in a little deep tonight. So I pray God that he will open our eyes and that we may see. I pray he will open our ears that we may hear. I pray that he open our hearts that we may understand the word of the living God on tonight. Amen. Come with me. We're going to look at a couple of scriptures tonight. Amen. I know y'all love the word on tonight. Amen. Let's go to Romans. Let's go to Romans. Chapter 13 on tonight. We're going to look at a couple of scriptures. Beginning at the 11th verse. Romans 13 and 11. Amen. You can get there, shout amen.
Amen.
Amen. Father, we thank you for your word on tonight, for the interest of your word. Give us light to us. Father, open our eyes that we may see you, God, in your word on tonight. Lord, open our ears that we may hear you, God, on tonight. Open our heart that we may understand you on tonight. We thank you, Lord, that the devil is already a defeated foe. He's up under our feet. Lord God, we bind the mouth and the hands and the feet of the enemy, and we command him right now to hold his peace. Amen. Glory to God. We thank you, Father, on tonight that there will be no distractions of any kind of demonic spirit or unclean spirit that will be able to stop the power of your word. We thank you, Father, that you have already spoken, that your word will not return until you void. So we thank you that as your word goes forth, we thank you, Lord, that it's already done. And we give you the praise on tonight, Father. And we add up on Sunday, double shame. We thank you, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for supernaturally busting a move, God. We thank you that it's already done. And we give you the praise. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen and amen. Somebody shout with the voice of triumph, amen, to your God on tonight. Amen, and thank him in advance for what he's about to do for us on tonight. Amen. Somebody give him the glory, amen, for his word on tonight.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. We do bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. Romans chapter 13. Amen. Verse 11. And the word of the living God reads, and that knowing the time,
and that knowing the time
that now it is high time to awake. Don't you circle the word to awake? To awake out of sleep. I want to circle that out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. Oh, my God, on tonight. Oh, my God, on tonight. Tell somebody right quick. He said, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Stay woke.
Stay woke.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Neighbor, stay woke. Don't sleep. Oh, it's going to get juicy tonight. Somebody's going to get juicy mouth by the time the Lord gets through. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's go back to verse 11. It says, now that knowing the time, recognizing what time it is, recognizing that we in the last days, that the last days are approaching. See, a lot of us don't realize what time it is. Because we've been playing so long with church that we still playing. And God is saying, playtime been over with. Come on here, somebody. You keep playing, you're going to mess around there and miss God. Come on here, somebody. How many know that God ain't playing and the devil ain't playing? Let me say it again. How many of you know that God ain't playing and the devil ain't playing? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
God is serious about his word. He's serious about this salvation. And the devil is serious about trying to steal, kill, and destroy. And about trying to take as many people to hell as he can. Y'all ain't hear me what the Holy Ghost saying tonight. That's why we got to stay woke. Knowing that, he says, and that knowing the time, might want to circle that, knowing the time, that now it is high time. He didn't just say time. He said it is high time. To awake. Out of sleep. Come on here, somebody. How many know that there's different degrees of sleep? Come on here, somebody. There's regular sleep that we get for the body. Because the body needs to rest. To replenish itself. So that 8 hours of sleep, some of us need a little more than 8 hours. Some of us need a little less than 8 hours, depending on where you are, depending on where your spirit man is. But that's the sleep that the body needs to replenish itself. But then there's the coma sleep, where you're between life and death sleep. Come on here, somebody. And I mean that when you get in that stage of sleep, that only God can help you in that stage of sleep. Because you ain't at the point of living, but you're not at the point of dying either, because you're not ready yet. So the coma state is when God is now dealing with the soul of the individual. Come on here, somebody. So the outcome of that is in the hands of the Almighty. Come on here, somebody. So only God can wake a person up out of a coma sleep. But then there's the sleep stage where if you say God takes us home as believers. Because we don't die, we sleep. Come on here, somebody. But now what Paul in here is talking about in Romans 13 and 11, he's saying, awake out of the coma sleep that you are in naturally. Come on here, somebody. The spiritual sleep that the enemy has you in. Wake up. Yeah, we need to tell somebody tonight, wake up. This sleep, beloved, comes when we don't pray. Awake out of sleep. Don't let the devil keep tricking you. Because his thing is to lure us back where? Into the world. Come on here, somebody. But tell somebody, I'm awoke. Amen. Amen. I'm awake. Amen. And ain't no way in the world that the enemy is going to cause me to go to sleep. Come on here, somebody. And how the enemy keeps tricking us, and then he keeps saying that we got more time than what we really got. I don't know who the Holy Ghost is talking to tonight, but he's talking to somebody. See, the devil keeps tripping someone. Oh, you ain't got to worry. You got more time. Amen. You know, you can keep on doing what you're doing because you got time. You know, time is on. No, time is not on our side if we ain't on God's side. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Don't listen to that lying demon. Don't listen to that devil. They keep telling you got no, the time is now. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody right quick. Say, David, your time is right now. Come on here, somebody. The time is now if you're going to do it. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Because look what the word says. It says, for now, circle that word now, for now it's our salvation. Yeah, you saved, but don't keep playing on the devil playground. You saved, but let me tell you something. Amen. You double cool, tarama. We got to really walk tight. We got to walk in a way that the world ain't got to wonder whose side we on. Come on here, somebody. Oh, speak, Holy Ghost. If they don't know whose side you on, then that means your walk ain't tight enough. If they can't see the difference, then that means that I got to tighten up my walk. Come on here, somebody. Because I don't want nobody to mistake me for the world. Come on here, somebody. So the Bible says, for now is our salvation, our sozo. All of God's provision, our salvation, the total package, nearer. Now, actually, that word salvation is talking about Yahshua. Because he is what? Our salvation. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
So he says he's nearer than when we believe. In other words, he's more closer to coming than when we first got saved. Oh, y'all better catch this here. Because, you know, we've been hearing all our life, oh, the Lord is coming back. The Lord is coming back. Oh, he's coming back this time. Oh, he's coming back that time. No show. But God is saying, believe me when I tell you I'm closer than when you accepted me. Come on here, somebody. I'm closer than when you said yes to me. I'm closer than when I filled you with my spirit. I'm closer to coming. Glory to God. When I told you I'm coming, I didn't give you a specific date. I didn't give you a specific hour. I just told you I'm coming. Come on. If you believe that he's coming and that he's closer than when you first believed, somebody give God a praise. Somebody stick a praise in there somewhere. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to his sweet name. Glory to the Lord. Hallelujah. Verse 12. He said, the night is far spent. That night is talking about the dark hour. Because when you sleep, you in darkness. Come on here, somebody. Is some of us to spend too much time in the night. Come on here, somebody. And we just spend too much time in the night because our deeds are evil. Come on here, somebody. We don't want the light. We want to stay in the night. Come on here, somebody. But how many know that what's in the night is demons? Come on here, somebody. How many know that what's in the night is hell? Come on here, somebody. How many know that what's in the night, amen, will keep you from going into the day? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Tell them, I said, stay woke.
Stay woke.
Tell them, I said, don't be no night owl. Come on this way. Don't be no night owl. Amen. Come out of the night. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Why do you think Nicodemus came to the Lord at night? Because he didn't want nobody to see him in the daytime. Come on here, somebody. He said, oh, this is a good time. I can come to the Lord at night. Ain't nobody looking. Amen. Everybody sleep. But still missed his opportunity. Come on here, somebody. The night is far spent. People done spent and became broke because they done spent all their time in the night. He says the day is at hand. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
See, you're not going to see the day until you come out the night. Come on here, somebody. See, the night means you're still tipping. See, the night time means you're still slipping. See, the night time means you're still creeping. Come on here, somebody. In the night, come on here, somebody. Because you still want to find out what's going on in the night. But God is saying, it's far spent. They spent out. And then you find out when you go back to the night, they still doing the same thing. Hallelujah. That they were doing when you left. Come on here, somebody. Ain't nothing new that happened. They still doing the same motions. They still doing the same dance. They still doing the same thing. They still talking the same talk. Glory to God. He says the day is at hand. How many of you know, beloved, that the Lord called us out of darkness?
Amen.
So why would we want to go back to something he called us out of? Come on here, somebody. If God called me out of it, he called me out of it for a reason. Somebody need to put a praise in right there. Somebody needs to stick a praise right there, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then he said, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness. That word cast off means to throw it off. In other words, we shouldn't be working no more works of darkness if he has called us to the day. Come on here, somebody. So I can't be saved and claiming to be of the Lord, but I still got on the works of darkness. Come on here, somebody. I look saved. But there's no fruit there, only the works of darkness. Come on here, somebody. And then it says, and let us put on the armor of light. How many know the armor is protection?
Uh-huh.
How many know if I put the armor on, I ain't got to worry about getting hit? Oh, come on with me tonight, beloved. A lot of us ain't got the armor of light on. We got the works of darkness on the inside. God is saying, no, cast that off.
Uh-huh.
Tell your neighbor right quickly, say, neighbor, shake it off.
Neighbor, shake it off.
Whatever it is, neighbor, that the enemy is trying to put on you tonight, shake it off. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Oh, tell somebody tonight, say, neighbor, it's a good time tonight to have a shake on party. Come on here, somebody. Oh, somebody needs to be like, what's the name? Yeah, shake it off. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
I need to have a shake off party. Excuse me tonight, neighbor, but I'm having a shake off party. Come on here, somebody. I'm shaking it off, glory to God, because the love ain't the same. Come on here, somebody. Oh, yeah, Mariah Carey. I need to shake it off. Amen. You need to tell the devil, I'm shaking you off tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I've decided, glory to God, to have a shake-off party. I'm shaking off every device that you've tried to put on me. Come on, everybody. Tell them about the neighbor, shake it off. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And how do you shake it off? By giving God the glory, by giving God the praise, for thanking him for his salvation. Come on here, somebody. Shake it off for the double pool. Tarabasando. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then look what verse 13 says. Let us walk honestly. Somebody say honestly.
Honestly.
And that word honestly means truthfully. Let us walk honestly. That means with no deception, no lies. Hallelujah. No lies at the dinner table. Come on here, somebody. Let us walk honestly. Let me tell you, a person can tell a lot about you by the way you walk. Come on here, somebody. Oh, this is, y'all gonna love the apostle tonight, Lord God. If not, just pray for me. Amen, because I'm going to speak what the Lord want me to say tonight to you. Listen, you can tell what a person is by just watching how they walk. Oh, I know it's quiet on the set tonight. Every person has a walk that identifies them in the spirit. You can tell a real child of God by the way he walks. Because the walk would define whose side you on. Come on here, somebody. Because everybody got a walk. Watch that walk. That walk going to tell you something. It's going to tell you if they're honest. It's going to tell you if they're dishonest. It's going to tell you if they're cheap.
Uh-huh.
That walk will tell you if they are lying. That walk will tell you if they telling the truth. Just watch how they walk. See, if the walk don't match the talk, it's something wrong. Because all of us can talk a good talk, but what do your walk say? Because he said, let us walk what? Honestly, as in the day. Not in rioting and drunkenness. So those who don't have an honest walk, walk with a riot walk and a drunk walk. Not in chambering and wantonness. Not in strife and envying. Come on here, somebody. It's all in the walk. I can't hear nobody tonight.
Amen.
But if you want to know where a person is at, beloved, watch their walk. Come on and give God a praise on tonight.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Tell about the neighbor, I'm so glad God gave me a new walk. Come on, everybody, because the walk I had before was no joke. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If the Lord gave you a new walk, come on and give God praise on tonight. If he has given you a new walk, come on and give God praise on tonight.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
He said in verse 14, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh.
See, you can't really put him on till you come out of darkness.
Uh-huh.
See, a lot of us trying to put him on, but we still walking in the dark. We still working in the dark. And God has said, no, come out of it. When you come out of the dark, then you can put me on. Come on, here, somebody. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. How do I put him on, apostle? Because he don't tell me how to put him on. Well, actually, it do. You put him on through love. You put him on through the word. We put him on through the Holy Spirit. Come on here, somebody. We put him on through prayer. Come on here, somebody. We put him on through worship. Oh, I wish somebody would put a praise in there somewhere. You can put him on through praise. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Tell somebody, everybody, put the neighbor, put him on.
Put him on.
Hey, stop on. Put him on, neighbor. Put him on, put him on, put him on. See, that's why we tell you to praise him. Because your praise will help you to put him on. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
That's why we tell you to confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, because that helps you put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on here, somebody. But first you got to believe the word that you heard. Come on here, somebody. So that the word can get down in you, Lord God, then you confess it. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And after you confess the word, then the Lord come in. Come on here, somebody. And make you a new creature. Somebody need to give God praise right there. Glory to God. Somebody need to stick a praise in right there. And so the Bible said, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. Can anybody show me where it said take him off? Because I ain't read that part yet. I haven't read what it said take him off. Amen. I only read the part where it said put him on. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I'm still trying to find that part where it said take him off, but I ain't found that yet. And the only thing I found in here is that it tells you to put him on. Come on here, somebody.
Uh-huh.
And then it says and. I mean, that word is and is a conjunction to hook two sentences or two words together. Come on here, somebody. It says and make not provision for the flesh. Come on here, somebody. So it says when you put him on, don't make no provision for the flesh. Why? Because it'll mess up the armor of life. It'll mess up. Come on here, somebody. You don't want to get your white garment dirty. Come on here, somebody. And see, when we make provision for the flesh, that puts stain on your garment. Come on here, somebody. Oh, shababandorobosando. That word provision means don't provide no means for the flesh. Come on here, somebody.
Uh-huh.
Because the flesh can't get nothing if you don't provide for it. Come on here, somebody. And a lot of us is hollering about our flesh, but we making provisions for the flesh because the flesh got us doing things that we know we ain't got no business doing, but we making provisions for the flesh. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, sir, we is. Yes, sir.
Tell somebody right quick. Say, neighbor, don't let your flesh pimp you. Come on here, somebody. Don't let your flesh pimp you. Amen. God delivered you. Glory to God.
Lord, have mercy.
Don't let it pimp you. Come on here, somebody. You getting stuff, you getting you a drink, and you know the Lord don't want you drinking, but the flesh got you pimping. Come on here, somebody. Go in the store and get that for me. Go pick it up for me so I can feel good. Hallelujah. I mean, you know that if you get the word will make you feel good. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. If you get in the word, you let this word get in you, you will start calling this word Dr. Feel Good. Come on, everybody. I need me some Dr. Feel Good. I need to go in and talk to Dr. Feel Good. Hallelujah. Why? Because now you have become one with the word. Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
Tell somebody, I said, don't let your flesh pimp you. Glory to God, don't you do it. If he's trying to get you to move, say, I'm not moving. I'm not going to the store for you. Amen. You going to have to listen to the word and come under subjection. Somebody give God a praise. Man. I feel the Holy Ghost of God. God is saying,
thank you, Lord.
Give me
thank
a praise right now. Glory to God. How you think you going to shake the devil off if you keep making provisions for the flesh? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You say you tired? But you ain't tired because you still going to the liquor store. No, you ain't tired because you still going over there to the weed shop. Oh, God, help me tonight, Holy Ghost. Make no provision for the flesh. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
To fulfill the lust thereof. How many know that word lust means strong desire? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
That means that the desire has taken you to the place up to where it got you doing it even when you don't want to. It got you moving. The flesh do. And you don't even want to move, but you moving because he's dictating to you what to do. Tell him about that, shake it off, me.
Shake it off.
Shake it off, neighbor. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Come. Yes, Lord. Give him the praise on tonight. He deserves it. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Come with me the first Corinthians 15 right quick. First Corinthians 15. Hallelujah. I was going to start at 34, but the Lord said start at 33. Glory to God.
Amen.
Is everybody there?
Yes, sir.
And the word of the living God reads, be not deceived. Don't be tricked, neighbor. Tell somebody tonight, say, neighbor, don't be tricked.
Don't be tricked, neighbor.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, be not deceived. Don't be tricked. Evil communication corrupt good manners. Come on here, somebody.
Lord, have mercy.
In other words, what come out of your mouth will affect how you act. Why do you think when we got saved, the first thing God did was save our tongue? Come on here, somebody.
Uh-huh.
Why you think James say that good and bitter, sweet and bitter, can't come out the same fountain? Because either you gonna make the tree good or the tree evil. But the tree can't be both good and evil. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Tell us about this. Stay woke.
Stay woke.
Hallelujah. Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Guess what? If the enemy can make my tongue act up, guess what? He can make my flesh act up too. Come on here, somebody.
Uh-huh.
Oh, y'all ain't hearing me tonight, beloved. It's like God is saying, amen, we need to pray in the Holy Ghost like never before. Hallelujah. We need to pray in the Holy Ghost like never before. Somebody right now, if you feel with God's Spirit, come on and begin to pray in the Holy Spirit. Begin to pray. Begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Begin to worship and love your God in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody give God praise. Somebody speak in tongues to your God. Somebody give him the glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then he says in verse 34, he says, awake. That's what that word is. That's what that word again. Awake what? To righteousness. So he's telling us again to do what? Stay woke. Wake up.
to righteousness and what? And sin not. Once you wake up, stop being disobedient.
Amen.
Because all sin is what? Disobedience. Come on here, somebody. And he says, for some have not the knowledge of God. So here Paul says, for some have not the knowledge of God. They don't have the insight, the information of God. They don't have the wisdom of God. I speak this to your shame. Come on here, somebody. And so Paul said, this is a shame that you know the truth, but then you act like you don't know the truth, and some of you lost the truth because you kept being in the dark. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Let's go look at Ephesians 5 and 14. Is anybody getting blessed tonight? Okay, your neighbor says, stay woke, neighbor.
Amen.
Ephesians 5:14. Amen. Ephesians 5 and 14. Everybody there? Yeah, my pages are seeing on camera. And the word of the Lord reads. The word of the living God reads. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, we're going to start there. 13 and 14. Amen. Hallelujah. Mm. Glory to God. Wait. This is too good. Okay, go up to 10. Go up to 10 with me right quick. Ephesians 5, beginning with verse 10. And the word of the living God reads, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord.
Mm.
Proving. See, we ought to prove this thing. Proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. Come on here, somebody. But rather reprove them or rebuke them. Hmm. We talking about we with the Lord, but we have a fellowship with the works of darkness. Come on here, somebody. With the unfruitful works of darkness. In other words, it ain't bearing no fruit. But we working it, though. But rather reprove them or rebuke them. 12, for it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. Verse 13, but all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
We don't know what it is that we bring it to the light. It's quiet on the set tonight. We got to bring it to the light so that the light can define what it is. We can't see it properly until we bring it where? To the light. Come on here, somebody. Somebody need to give God a shout right there.
Hallelujah.
And how many know that the light is the word? Come on here, somebody. How many know that the light is the Holy Spirit? Come on here, somebody. For whatsoever doeth make manifest is light. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Let me read that again. For whatsoever doeth make manifest his light. Verse 14. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest. See, God is calling those who are in the dark to come out of darkness into the light. Wake up. Because you got light in you. But you need somebody to call it out of you. Come on here, somebody. I don't know who God is talking to tonight, but you got light in you. And you trying to stay in the dark, but God is calling you to the light. He's saying, wake up. Because the enemy got you in a sleep. But I speak to you tonight by the power of the living God. Awake, Gabasando. Awake. Wake up. Wake up. The Lord is calling you. The Lord is calling you. Come to the light. For he is the light of the world. Come to the light. And I speak not to the darkness, but to the light that's in you. And I command the darkness to loose you and release you and allow the light of God to shine through you right now. Right now. Right now. The light in you is coming forth right now. I speak to the light in you.
Good, good.
That you will arise and come forth. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Verse 14 says, wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest. Come on here, somebody. You know what I come to do tonight, beloved? I come to interrupt your sleep. I come to wake you up. I am the Holy Ghost alarm clock for you. I come to tell you it's time to wake up. Wake up, wake up, wake up. The Lord is saying, come forth now. Wake up. You can't stay sleep no more. You got to wake up. There's a light in you that want to come out. That's why you can't stay sleep. That's why you cannot continue to walk in darkness. God is saying the light in you is greater than the darkness. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
It's wake up time, Nate. It is time for you to awake out of your sleep. You've been sleeping for too long. And the Lord said, no more sleep. The Lord has need of you, neighbor. The Lord has need of you, my sister. The Lord has need of you, my brother. God has need of you. And he's saying, arise and shine.
Yes.
For the glory of the Lord is upon you. Come on here, somebody. Awake. Thou that sleepest. And arise from the dead. Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Come out of your dead sleep.
Yes.
God says, I'm not going to allow you to continue to be asleep anymore. If you're hearing this word, God is calling you to wake up. He's not talking to your neighbor. He's talking to you. He's saying, wake up. And arise from the dead. Come on here, somebody. And Christ, the anointed one, shall give thee light.
Hallelujah.
He said, the minute you awake, beloved, the anointing of God is going to give you light.
Yes, it will.
Come on and give God praise. Hallelujah. If you can feel the anointing of God giving you light on tonight. Hallelujah. Come on and give him praise, beloved.
Hallelujah.
Beloved, it's wake up time. It's time to wake up. God is not calling you to sleep any longer. He's saying, wake up out of your sleep. No more can you be in the downward position. Because he's saying, arise, get up.
Get up.
You've been down too long, beloved. Get up.
Yes.
Wake up out of that nightmare, neighbor. It's only a nightmare. Wake up.
Yes.
Why, you got a chance. Wake up, Idorobo Sando.
Wake up.
While the hand of God is reaching out to you, come on and wake up, beloved. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the anointing of God is going to give you light. Come on here, somebody.
Yes. Hallelujah.
That word light means revelation. The minute you awake out of sleep, God will start giving you what? Revelations. You're going to get your revelation power. Hey, Shababandorobo Sando. God going to reveal hidden things to you. He going to give you revelation. You've been wanting God to give you revelation. And God said, I've just been waiting on you to do what? Wake up. Wake up, neighbor. How about a little cold, Tarabasa? And then when you wake up, in 15, when you wake up, God going to change your walk. Come on here, somebody. See then that you walk circumspectly. Hallelujah. Your walk going to change, neighbor. You're going to have a different walk. Come on here, somebody. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost right now. Because at the minute that you awake and get up, amen, and you allow the anointing, amen, to give you light, to give you revelation, God says, then I'm going to change your walk. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. They're not going to be asking whose side you on. They're going to recognize whose side you on by the way you walk. Give God a praise right now, neighbor. Give him glory right now. I feel the power of God. Somebody give him a praise right now. Tell somebody right quick and say, neighbor, God want to change your walk. Come on here, somebody.
Neighbor, God want to change your walk.
Hey! Santo-do-do-do-do, Sando. Hallelujah. He said, walk circumspectly, not as fools, come on here, somebody, but as wise. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
You're not going to walk foolishly no more, neighbor. You're going to walk as a wise man. You're going to walk as a wise woman. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
I'm going to close it with this, neighbor. Verse 16 says, redeeming the time.
Uh-huh.
Because the days are evil.
Yeah.
In other words, you're going to get in a hurry to get more work done for the kingdom because you realize, glory to God, that we own a time schedule. Come on here, somebody. And that there's more evil, so I got to work more harder to get more work done for the kingdom. Oh, I wish somebody would give God a praise. It's wake up time. Wake up. Hallelujah. I don't know who God is talking to, but wake up. Wake up to the light that's in you. There's a light in you. There's the light of God in you. I don't care what nobody has said about you. I don't care what they have done to you. God's light is in you, and I'm calling that light out of you that you will no longer be able to walk in darkness. Somebody give God a praise right now. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Bless his name. Bless his name. Hallelujah. We thank God on tonight.
Hallelujah.
We give God praise on tonight. Father, you know who these people are, God, that you're talking to tonight. We thank you.
Yes, Lord.
And Father, we thank you tonight for sending a wake-up call to those who may be sleeping. and working in the dark. We thank you, Lord, for speaking to the light that's in them, that they will no more do the works of darkness, but put on the armor of light and put you on, Lord, and never take you off.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. We give you praise on tonight. And we decree and declare that we will make no more provisions for the flesh. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hey, tell somebody, say, neighbor, keep shaking it off, neighbor. I feel God's hand on you. Shake it off, neighbor.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we thank you for the shake-off party. Lord, let us shake it off, whatever it is, Lord. Shake it off. Oh, shake it off. Shake it off. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm sorry, neighbor, but I'm having my own shake-off party. Come on here, somebody. Shake it off. Oh, you might have had a rough day today, but shake it off. Amen. The devil may have tried to mess with you, but shake it off, neighbor. And give God the glory. Give him the glory, the honorable son, though. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And by all means, neighbor, stay woke. We bless your name on tonight, God. While the Spirit of God is still moving, come on in, Elder.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Stay woke.
Hey,
hallelujah.
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 Hey, glory to God.
Hallelujah. Stay on God. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Stay woke. Hallelujah. Mm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory
yes,
to God. God. Hallelujah. That God is waking us up. Glory to God. We thank God
yes,
that we are aware, hallelujah, what's going on. The Bible says that the people perish for the lack of knowledge. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
See,
hallelujah.
They don't want you to be hallelujah.
Mm.
They don't want you to be aware of what's going on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They don't want you, watch this, to know who you are in God. Hallelujah. Praise
hallelujah.
God. Because they don't want you to be in covenant with God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They're doing everything they can to work against God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
We need to stay woke. We need to wake up. Hallelujah. And change our walk. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
the Lord say, amen. Watch out for those who talk a good game. Well, he ain't say it like that.
Mm.
He say, you talk like you with me, but your heart. Your heart is far from
yes, Lord.
Glory to God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I done learned. A lot of people ain't had no encounter with God.
Hallelujah.
They may say they have, but they haven't. Glory to God. Because when Jacob had an encounter with God, his walk changed. Oh, glory
come
to
on.
God.
Come on.
He was never able to the story. Hallelujah. He was never able to walk the same again. Glory to God, because he wrestled with God. And from the moment he wrestled with him, he wasn't able to walk the same. Glory to God. If you still walking the same way you used to walk, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Woo.
Doing the same thing. Hallelujah. We used to do. Praise God. I know preachers still go to the strip club. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Praise God.
Thank
I know preachers, amen, still, amen, do what they used to do. All they did was add preaching to their resume. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Wow.
I tell you, it's time for you to get a whole new resume on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's time to wake up.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. Know what time you in. Wake up. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God for the man of God bringing forth that word. Hallelujah. It's time to wake up. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you don't wake up in the morning, you're going to be late for work. Hallelujah. If you
come
wake
on.
Up late you're going to be late. You need to wake up, amen, and you need to stay woke, hallelujah. You can't lay back down.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Mm. You can't lay back down. You know, sometimes you can lay back down. Hallelujah. When you walk back up, you was late. Hallelujah. You was too late. You might have got fired, glory to God, because you was that late. When you wake up, don't lay back down. Hallelujah. Don't say, I'm going to lay back down just for a minute. Glory to God. I'm going to go along with the system, the world system, just for a minute. Hallelujah. I'm going to ignore what the word of God say just for a minute. No, once you woke, you can't lay back down. Hallelujah.
Mm.
You can't ignore what you know. Glory to God. Wake up and stay woke. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for the man of God bringing forth that word. Let's pray for the man of God on tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we thank you for the man of God on tonight. We thank you for the word that he brought forth to us tonight, Lord, that we are to stay woke. Hallelujah. We are to stay woke and keep our mind on you. Hallelujah. Amen. Our walk's supposed to change. Our talk's supposed to change. We're not supposed to be, hallelujah, as we were. Glory to God, hallelujah. And Lord, we ask you to touch the man of God. Touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Lord, we ask, Lord, that you increase the anointing that you have on his life and on his family's life.
Yes, Lord.
And we thank you, Lord, for the generational blessing that you have on him, Lord. And we thank you. We praise you. We magnify
you.
Hallelujah. We lift
yes,
you
Lord.
Up to him all tonight, Lord. In your son Jesus'
yes,
name, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Stay woke on tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for the man of God on tonight bringing forth that dynamic word. We thank God for each and every last one of you joining us on tonight. We truly hope the word of God has blessed you. If you want to, hallelujah, get in touch, hallelujah, with the man of God. If you want to find out more about the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, hallelujah, if you want, amen, to pray with the man of God, if you want to sow a seed into the man of God, hallelujah, we encourage you to do so. He can be reached at, hallelujah, 562-542-7794. Once again, that is 562-542-7794. Praise God, hallelujah. We thank God, amen, for the man of God on tonight. And if you want to, amen, like we said, sow a seed, find out more about the ministry, get prayer for the man of God, we encourage you to do so. You can call him, shoot him a text message. Glory to God. Also, if you got Facebook, amen, you can find us on Facebook. Hallelujah, Apostle Eldon Curry. Hallelujah. Send him a friend request, amen. He will be happy, hallelujah, to hear from you. We thank God for the word of God on tonight. Hallelujah. It's time to wake up, and it's time to stay woke. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We thank God for the word on tonight. And let's not make provision for the flesh. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Praise God. We've been making provision for our flesh. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we thank God for the life. Hey, God, how else we gonna fight? Well, we be trying to fight if we keep making mistakes. Glory to God. I thank God for that girl right there. Glory to God. We thank God for the man.
Glory to God.
Thank God for each and every last one of you. Amen. And I'm gonna turn it back over into the hands of the man of God at this time, so he can give his final announcement and benediction. It's back in your hands, man of God.
Amen. Somebody give God praise on tonight. Amen. Somebody give God glory.
Hallelujah.
Honor on tonight. Amen. I want to share something tonight with you, beloved, at all. I want you to know that we are at war, and the war that we are in is not who we think it is. I don't know if y'all can still hear me on tonight.
Amen.
Neighbor, let me share something with you, beloved. If you don't know, our own government has declared war on us. And we're under attack. They have declared war on us through the food. And don't take my word for it, research it. They have declared war on us through the air.
Amen.
They have declared war on us through the water. They've even declared war on us through the church. And they've also declared war on us through the military. Beloved, nothing is what it appears to be. They've either cloned it or either they chipped it. But nothing is what it appears to be. And these are silent weapons that you don't even know exist. And the vaccine is just another weapon that they put out. But this is different. This weapon is different right here. This weapon that they have tricked the masses with, the proof is going to come out in the pudding. The proof is going to come out in the pudding. That's why the Lord is saying, stay woke. Because you can't go by your natural eyes no more. Ooh, I'm getting ready to close, beloved. You can't trust your natural eyes. Your spiritual eyes got to be your eyes now. Lord, have mercy.
Amen.
So if your spiritual eyes ain't open, you're going to miss God. Let me say it again. If you trying to look through your natural eyes, you're going to miss God. But let me prophesy this before I close it out. America's getting ready to go into a captivity that she's not going to come out of. And only those who are committed and is fully submitted to God is going to survive. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
So, Father, we thank you. And we give you praise. We give you glory for what our eyes have seen, for what our ears have heard, for what our heart now understands. We thank you right now, God, and we give you the glory. Thank you, Lord, that you have awakened us out of sleep. Thank you, Lord, that we know what time it is. And for allowing us, God, to move accordingly and to walk accordingly. We thank you, God. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. Let us be able to stand and continue to stand for you. We give your name the praise, your name the glory. For it is in your mighty name that we pray. And we thank you for all power and authority over the enemy. But most of all, Father, we thank you that our name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We give you the praise. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen and amen. Somebody give God a shout of victory.
Amen.
Give God a shout of
hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Turn back into the hands of our dear brother and elder. Prevost, amen. Bless you, man. God bless you, my brother. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. We thank God tonight for the man of God. We thank God for the word that he brought forth on tonight. Wake up. Hallelujah. Amen. And we invite y'all to tune in with us tomorrow night. Amen. We will be coming with another word from the Lord. Hallelujah. On behalf of the apostle, amen, the first ladies, and myself, we love each and every last one of y'all. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God. Don't forget to say your prayers and see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. I'm going to leave y'all with some gospel rap tonight. How about some Bills or some No Hate? Y'all have a blessed night. We'll see y'all next time on the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide.
For the same ones that put him there and died for his killers, he can love you. He the boss. I be on my J-O. The way I do it, got a maiming in my halo. The truth hurt, but it do work. Until you met him, you can never know your true worth. I keep it 100. Some of y'all love it, some of y'all don't, but I ain't finna change nothing. G-O-M, we gon' keep it coming. If it's hating, you the only one that does it. Homie, you can hate me, but you ain't getting no hate back. You get no hate back. Homie, you can hate me, but you ain't getting no hate back. Cause all the hating in the world won't make me a hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Hater, 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 hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Hater, 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 hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Hater, 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 hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Born sinner, I came with a flaw. I'm finna see the light. I was raised in the dark, but he came for the loss and he paid on the cross. I'm a servant of the king and I bang for the cause. Say you ain't a Christian, alright, cool. And you can't rock with it cause it's not true. But game rock red, Snoop rock blue. You ain't never bang in your life, but you got two. Just saying, y'all be acting funny though. First time a hater cause I'm broke and my money low. Find out I made a couple hundred on the low. Now they like so, I thought it was God over money though. Hate it when I'm paid, hate it when I'm broke. They hating on my face, hating on my folk. See them drowning in the middle of the ocean. When you pull up, they be hating on your boat. Homie, you can hate me, but you ain't getting no hate back. You get no hate back. Homie, you can hate me, but you ain't getting no hate back. Cause all the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Hater, 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 hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Hater, hater, hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater.
First things first, I'm blessed, boy. Hard to stress when you dress like Metroid. All up in the armor, something on a hater like. You won't see this logo on my chest, boy. You already know though. Bumpy get to snapping like a photo on my click click. We the misfits that the spit swift. Something like where them Indians would live. Intense. More than music than your amusement. Knew that before we get formed a union with the boy in Houston. Yeah, I never doubted what the law was doing. With me or biz, I just grab my sword and with the war to prove it. This platform that we're using, mask on. Evolution is that strong, the illusion is passed on. Where the youth is, I'm back drawing a blueprint. So any hater regard to get mashed on.
Homie, you can hate me, but you ain't getting no hate back. You get no hate back. Homie, you can hate me, but you ain't getting no hate back. Cause all the hating in the world won't make me a hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Hater, 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 hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater.
Good evening, I'm Kristen Welker, in for Lester. We begin tonight with the new front in the war on COVID-19. That new, more contagious strain of the virus, first identified in Britain, has now been found in two U.S. states, Colorado and now California. There are new questions tonight about just how widespread it already is. This as health officials vow to pick up the pace of the vaccine rollout after acknowledging the effort has fallen.
Need of a bingo, watch the news. All of the prophecy coming true. He sent his son to die for you. Follow his steps, you make it through. Euphrates River's drying up. The 12 tribes don't rise up. The devil knows it's time up. Messiah coming, I'm fired up. Rumors of war, we at the door. And
this tribulation, please endure. In your patience, possess your soul. Earthquakes and pestilence coming more. Come up out of my people. People done did so much evil. These places come and they won't leave you. Famine, nuclear missiles gon' kill that eagle. We got angels, they got demons. For the most I protect you and keep you. The love of many gon' ask call. And this tribulation gon' let you know. Your truth, they truth, my truth. His life, his death, the truth. No vaccine gon' mean some sacrifice. Would you lose it all to leave after life? Deep plays are coming to the earth. America about to get hurt. Keep having visions, I'm alert. Babylon is going down, is in his word. Come up out of my peace. Jeremiah 50, pray I see you. I'll be sing angels, cause we need you. Having visions, I keep seeing, yelling and screaming. A fake Messiah coming, don't let him deceive you. All them signs and lying wonders gonna be evil. Messiah opening them seals. Keep them commandments, y'all, cause his body be real. Lockdown's coming back. Them plagues coming, nobody could send them back. Hold back your wings till you're elect. Hold back your wings till you're elect. Need of a pig, go watch the news. All of the prophecies coming true. He sent his son to die for you. Follow his steps, you make it through.
I wanna get some milk, baby.
You better tell me if you with me. I know the devil trying to stop me. Got these people out here wishing they could pop me. If they want me, come and get me. Man, I ain't scared of none of y'all. The only thing I fear, the IRS and God. If you want me, go against me. Nah, they probably better think quiet. Got aims over my head, war on my mind. If you want me, come and get me. Well, y'all might as well go ahead. I'm probably more of a threat to y'all when I'm dead, though. 24 years old, my mama brought me to the globe. She tried to tell me it was cold and taught me how to keep it cold. Nah, nah, nah. She told me to go to school and get my education. But remember, there's a bias to them books that they been making. Gave me soul on ice and told me about the middle passage. Told me God ain't writing at this. More to life than rapping. I express my opinions, my faith, and my views. If they want to keep me quiet, tell them, do it. You better tell me if you with me. I know the devil trying to stop me. Got these people out here wishing they could pop me. If they want me, come and get me. Man, I ain't scared of none of y'all. The only thing I fear, the IRS and God. If you want me, go against me. Nah, they probably better think quiet. Got aims over my head, war on my mind. If you want me, come and get me. Well, y'all might as well go ahead. I'm probably more of a threat to y'all when I'm dead, though. Once upon a time, God opened up my mind, and he showed me I don't have to be a product people buy. With this God-given wisdom, I can climb out the hole. Say about the system, cause the system never lets you go. Seek the truth without no fear. It's no root in my career. I've been a mascot for too long. I ain't come here for no cheers. First of all, let me be clear one time. Let me be real one time. If you want a religious puppet, you gon' have to hang this guy. I've been around the world and seen pretty girls get caged up like sex slaves. Crooked cops done pulled me over, treated me like I ain't made in the image of God, and that's so odd. I'm in Sunday service with a snapback, and if you're hating on me, gon' hate, but if you gon' ride, you better tell me if you with me. I know the devil trying to stop me. Got these people out here wishing they could pop me. If they want me, come and get me. Man, I ain't scared of none of y'all. The only thing I fear, the IRS and God. If you want me, go against me. Nah, they probably better think quiet. Got aims over my head, war on my mind. If you want me, come and get me. Well, y'all might as well go ahead. I'm probably more of a threat to y'all when I'm dead, though. Well, the sky ain't the limit. To me, it's a limitation. Interplanetary
carry on my navigation. You can follow me to every destination. Come on, let me make it plain. Look, I'm just trying to fly with you. Let me tell the man, look, I ain't never lied to you. I'ma keep it real, I'ma ride with you, get the key and peel. If you're getting money like you're getting a wheel, don't fill a bank, don't make a meal. If you're hating on me, then you're speaking tongues, get a translator. If you're breaking on me, gon' let us know, I got plans later. Look, I've been trying to tell them since 0405. It's real talk, still you know these people doubt me every time. Had an alter ego, but my ego altered at the altar call. Looked the best of feeling, and I heard the angels talking, y'all. What they say I was made in his image, in his likeness. Fight this, if you don't like this. Herbs and spices, righteous. Nothing in the world quite like this. Hold on to it with a tight fist, prototype this. No matter what your type
you
is.
You better tell me if you with me. I know the devil trying to stop me. Got these people out here wishing they could pop me. If they want me, come and get me. And I ain't scared of none of y'all. The only thing I fear, the IRS and God. If you want me, go against me. Nah, they probably better think twice. Got aims over my head, war on my mind. If you want me, come and get me. Well, y'all might as well go ahead. I'm probably more of a threat to y'all when I'm dead, though.
All right, we're going to close it out with some DMX. We'll see y'all tomorrow night.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, it is you who wakes me up every day. And I am forever grateful for your love. This is why I pray. You let me touch so many people. And it's all for the good. I influenced so many children. I never thought that I would. And I couldn't take credit for the love they get. Because it all comes from you, Lord. I'm just the one that's giving it.
Y'all better calm down.
And when it seems like the pressure gets to be too much, I take time out and pray. And ask that you be my crutch. Lord, I am not perfect by a long shot. I confess to you. But I work hard every day. And I hope that you hear me. In my heart, I mean well. But if you'll help me to grow, then what I have in my heart will begin to show. And when I get going, I'm not looking back for nothing. Because I will know where I'm headed. And I'm so tired of the suffering. I stand before you, a weakened version of your reflection, begging for direction, for my soul needs resurrection. I don't deserve what you've given me, but you never took it from me. Because I am grateful, and I use it, and I do not worship money. If what you want from me is to bring your children to you, my regret is only having one life to do it, instead of two. Amen. What good is it for a man to gain the world yet lose his own soul in the process?
Difficulty saving myself, behaving myself. You told me what to do, and I do it. But every now and then, gets a little harder to go through it. Losing friends, day by day. I'm in so much pain when I'm here, Lord. Please take me away.
I put you here to do a job, and your work ain't done. To live is to suffer, but you're still my son. And there will be a time when you shine as bright as the stars. But there won't be a his or hers, just ours. Then you see what I've been trying to show you all these years. Do the right thing, and after the tears,
come to cheers. I will, my Lord, with my heart and my soul. It's gonna be how I roll from now until I'm old. Lead and I follow, you take away the sorrow. I'ma sleep on what you said and holler back tomorrow.
You never win, but don't fight with him. You're gonna make it through the night to the light with him. You're alright with him. I said you're alright with him. I know you never win, but don't fight with him.
I want you to know, Lord, that for what you've given me, I'm thankful. Sincerely, from the bottom of my heart, I'm grateful. You gave us power in our words, so I think before I speak. And that way, when I speak, they know I'm here to teach. Can't tell them nothing wrong, cause I love them too much. I reach a lot of people, and Lord, I'm loving the touch. But deep inside, I got something that's working against. Everything I know is right, what I know makes sense. That's when you must fight harder than you've ever fought before. What you got going on inside you is a war between good and evil. Be careful of those who want to be you. They smile, but are not really happy when they see you. Be careful of the ones that always want to get you high. Cause when the time comes, that one will let you die. Listen to me, I'm here, but I can only help you if you want me to help. What do you want for yourself?
I know you never beat him, but don't fight with him. You're gonna make it through the night to the light with him. You're all right. You're all right with him. I know you never beat him, but don't fight with him. You're gonna make it through the night to the light with him. You're all right with him. I said you're all right with him.
My Lord, my Savior. Judge my behavior, but instead take what's in my heart and put it in my head. See, I guess I really never knew how proud I made you. My life is yours, my soul I gave you. I don't know if I'll do good enough.
He's by your side.
And we both know the hood is rough.
Right by your side.
Sometimes I don't know what to do.
Try your eyes.
But I know what I gotta do.
It'll be alright.
You keep giving me the word, and I'll put it to song. Talk to me, I talk to them, and we can't go wrong. This is the start of something strong. This is just the start of it. Praises to you, my Lord, for letting me be a part of it. I was a kid that, been there, did that. Became ashamed, so I hid that. But I ain't no longer with that. Use me as an example. If I can do it, then they can too. With the Lord behind us, there ain't nothing that we can't do.
I know you're not.